Mr. Knight on 90.
How you doing?
Well, pretty good, thank you.
You quit pretty early down there. They said you was on your way home. Gosh, we're just starting to work up here.
Well, I have one excuse. I stayed in the office for lunch.
Well, that's good. I just wanted to call you and tell you I was talking to old Houston Hart, and he called my attention to a column you had written, and I got a copy of it in the Detroit Free Press of January 26th about Johnson the Bobby Baker case, and I thought it was a damn good column. I sure appreciate it. I thought it was very fair and just, and I think the facts will bear you out when all's said and done.
Well, thank you, sir.
How else are things going?
Well, pretty good. George Smathers gets a little irritable about all of this, but I pointed out to him that when you're in public life, why, stories do happen, and George is always very sensitive.
Well, you have to do that. It's my daddy said one time, you don't want to get on the firing line if you don't expect to get shot at.
Right.
And
I wrote something last Sunday on Panama, which I hope you'll see.
I didn't. Tell me about it.
Well, I, out of a background, some knowledge down there, and some things I read by John O'Rourke of the Washington News, a very good friend of mine. This anti-American spirit has been going on there for some time, and organized by this many people, the Arias family, and the newspapers are very anti-U.S. I just expressed the hope that we'd be damn firm about it.
We are going to be. That's what we have been.
No unwillingness to talk, but no retreat either.
We called him the moment it happened and told him we'd talk about anything, anywhere, anytime, and do what was fair and just, but we wouldn't have a pistol at our temple and wouldn't negotiate when there's violence, and we wouldn't have them telling us we had to rewrite treaties in advance and so forth. And we've leaned over backwards to be fair and just, and to tell them that we would look at anything and do anything that was right, but that we weren't going to be intimidated. But they have insisted that we agree to rewrite treaties before they even resume negotiating relations with us, and we just said that we're not going to do that.
Well, I have stated most of that, but there are some of these sobbing columnists now.
And we got the New York Times, Washington Post, that raised hell.
Oh, well, anyhow, you know, every time you can be just, but when we get soft to those people, I know something about them. They think that's a victory. We lose faith.
We haven't done that, though, Jack.
I know that, sir.
And we're not going to. And I think it's sad that they feel that they won't even talk to us, but that's their hard luck.
Well, they have an election coming up. They're all whooping it up and creating all the confusion they can.
Well, we'll watch it. We got a problem. What do you think we ought to do in Vietnam?
Well, of course, I've got a record on that for about 10 years. It's a little late now, but I never thought we belonged there. And that's a real tough one now, and I think President Kennedy thought at one time that we were overcommitted in that area. And,
well, I opposed it in 54, but we're there now, and we're only one of three things you can do. One is run and let the dominoes start falling over. And God Almighty, what they said about us leaving China would just be warming up compared to what they'd say now. I see Nixon's raising hell about it today, Goldwater too. You can run, or you can fight, as we are doing, or you can sit down and agree to neutralize all of it, but nobody's going to neutralize North Vietnam, so that's totally impractical. And so it really boils down to one or two decisions, getting out or getting in.
Well, you know, time of veto, that was organized. Some of these other nations were supposed to be a party to these problems, but France wants none of it.
None? They just want to create problems, France does.
Worried about Malaysia. Well, I just felt badly about Laos at that time because that was no place to fight a war. And
no.
This place down here is not going to. I just hope we don't get involved in anything that's full scale. I don't know. See, I don't have all the background. But I've worried about that thing for 10 years.
I agree.
Very, very difficult.
I sat down with Eisenhower at 54 when we had all the problem, but we can't abandon it to them as I see it, and we can't get them to agree to neutralize North Vietnam, so I think old man de Gaulle's puffing through his hat.
Well, if it's long range over there, the odds are certainly against us.
Yes, no question about that. Any time you got that many people against you that far away from your home base, it's bad.
The big question is, how far can you commit and, over the globe with the resources we have? It's a very difficult problem, and I have every sympathy for you in it. Not something in which one can give an easy answer.
Well, let me hear from you, Jack.